Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
Another incredible day, and I just don't ever want it to end because so many things go on here, and we learn so much from our heroes. We just had on the actress in the Academy Award Best Picture movie, Django Unchained, Kill Bill, and she's on Oprah's series Queen Sugar, Laura Cayuet. And later on in the show, we're going to be having Trade Source. That's the way in which to do trade, and Sally Valencia is going to share some of those secrets and many others to be coming on our show. But let's go ahead, and it's incredible what's our next hero is going to be describing. And I also want to thank, too, for the feedback that we've gotten from the person whose site became Match.com, and also, too, the amazing feedback I can't believe we're still getting from the psychic medium, John Edwards from Crossing Over. So if you haven't heard those clips yet, make sure you go to our website, alliances.com, where you'll hear some incredible stories from them. So Quantum Pathic Center of Consciousness and the Quantum Pathic Institute, a membership-based training company located in Scottsdale, Arizona. And we have the founder with us today, Sherry Anshara, that can be reached at sherryanshara.com, and that's sherryanshara.com. Now, Sherry, I've become familiar with what quantum pathic energy method of energy is, but I think that you would be best and talk more about the detail, really, of what it is and how it came to be.
Well, how it came to be is through a near-death experience that I had in an accident, and I died. It was fabulous. I was 15 feet underwater upside down in the Connecticut River in someone else's car. It wasn't a Kennedy, but I was helping someone, had a massive head injury, broke my neck and my back, you know, split my back. And so my entire life changed. I had a dynamic life. I was incredibly successful, even got sued for alimony. Isn't that fun? And so everything went away, but I gained everything. And so I was told that I would have to act this way, be this way, walk this way. And I said, no, that is not the truth. And so I began to research quantum physics and research the body. And I knew that the body had this incredible part of us called cellular memory, which is perfect. And in the cellular memory, your body is able to heal itself. So the memorization, and I've been talking about this for over 23 years, and when I first talked to the medical community and scientific community, they said, here, take a pill, have a Prozac, you'll feel better. But now they come to me, and they're my clients, and they send their families and their patients to me, and we work together in synergy to assist people. So some of my clients have had stage 4 cancer with 2 months to live, verifiable. We had the information, and they're still alive. And so all illness, I don't care what it is emotionally based. There's an emotional component. So the methodology assists you to get to the core of it. And it's not that we are wrong about something, it's how we internalize it. So the minute the sperm hits the egg, we're in. And no one believed it, and now they do. So if there is turmoil going on in the parent's life or in the family or the community, the child takes it in. And so that's when the dis-ease turned into disease. So when people come to me, they say, I've been diagnosed. And I say, but when did it start? And then we find out. And it's phenomenal. And so the fabulous part about Quantum Pathic is I also work with business people because they can have belief systems. So, David, what's the first letter of the word belief?
B.
And the first letter of the word system?
S. But don't, no more challenges because I may not be able to pass them all.
I know, I won't put that out there. And so the difference is to be conscious about what you're doing instead of buying into somebody's belief system. So when you do this, the molecules of emotion, if someone told you when you were 6 you were stupid, they're having a bad day, but you don't know that.
Right.
And then you will take a little molecule in that said, I'm stupid. And so that wordology will become a trigger for you. So I assist people to, in their wordology, look at it and frame it. So for instance, I had a client who is going to lose her job, and she was having problems in the divorce, and that was 6 weeks ago. And she said, what am I going to do? And she started going into failure.
Mm.
But guess what happened? She just got hired in 6 one-hour sessions. That's only 6 hours. She has now resolved everything and she's being hired. So what I did was teach her about interviewing. Even though she's fabulous and she has a master's degree in what she does, that little head, you know, I ask, who's that voice in your head?
Right.
Is it yours? Or right. Is it somebody else's?
Whose voice is it?
Exactly. So get that voice out of there and make it your own.
So, Sherry, what type of people should come see you? And how do they then engage with you to know if it's a right fit? How do you know if it's a right fit for them? And they know it's a right fit for you. And how? Talk to me more about the process of the type of person, too. Because what you're talking about pretty much almost fits everyone.
It does. And so I have clients that are pregnant, you know, and we work through it and connect them. And so I always say it's from the womb before you hit the tomb. So don't wait that long. But it's basically, it's professional people. It is those that would like to change their lives, but don't know how, or some that would just like to enhance their lives.
Excellent. And you're listening to Alliance's Heroes, Be a Hero. Go to where entrepreneurs align and be part of the community at alliances.com, ELIANCES.com, where you may even have the opportunity to meet Sherry live in person at one of our roundtable experiences, grand table, and many others. And you could reach her also directly by going to SherryAndShara.com. And that's SherryAndShara.com. In fact, Sherry, you're part of the Alliances community. What's it been like for you to come to our roundtable experiences and other experiences that you've been part of, and you're so highly respected within the community?
Well, it's been phenomenal, and I've actually had some Alliance members come. And I actually have to put in a plug for Summers White. I sat with him for 4 hours, and I think we're becoming besties because we talk at least once or twice a week. And so I really appreciate all of the expertise and the heartfulness, because I always say in heartness and allness and connectedness. That's what it is at Alliance.
Now, Sherry, what's the most popular thing that people will come to you for? I mean, is it something like, you know, do people come to you if they want to, let's say, expand their love, you know, and attraction? What's the most popular?
Well, it's making connections. And I tell them, don't look for a soulmate. That's like, look for a soul match so that you have something in common. And some of the issues are anxiety and depression. And stress, do you know how much stress economically it affects companies and corporations and entrepreneurs? And so when they are able to release the stress, and this is what I teach them, it's called NEO, non-emotional observer. Because when we get in our head, we get all emotional and we start going, oh my God, I can't do this. And every time you say, I can't do this, your body goes, okay, we can't. So it's looking and listening, and we have to listen through our heart. It's really the highest vibrational field that's been proven by science. But if we hear through our ears, we might be hearing through somebody else's ears.
So give me one secret, one substance-specific thing that maybe our listeners can do right now who may be experiencing stress, because you talked about a number of different things. Maybe just one specific secret that can help people right now.
Trust your heart and trust your intuition. You know, your former guest, the actress, she said she heard this voice. Well, it was actually a voice in her heart that said, be an actress. And that's what I heard in my heart. You can heal this of yourself. And now I get to teach people how to do it. So trust your heart and trust your intuition and stay out of your computer brain. Only use it to organize information.
Well, Sherry, you definitely trust your heart. You work to heal the body, mind, and spirit. You're also a famous author of The Intelligent Code, which went number one globally in 6 countries. A hero helps people in their darkest of hours. You're a hero, Sherry Anshara. You can reach her at SherryAndShara.com. And of course, we'll have the information posted on Alliances.com. Next up, with David Kogan, Trade Source, Sally Valencia.